Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He's Danny, I'm Grant, this is The Fan. We're brought to you today and each day by the law firm Condorian Murat.
Exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condorian Murat. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration, their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
The Wizards made a very popular pick at number 6 last night, adding Trey Johnson from Texas, who was a conference leader in scoring, 20 points per game as a freshman, just an excellent year, and looks like he can go get buckets in the NBA pretty quickly. Eric Henry, who covers Texas for Horns 24/7, joins us now. Eric, thanks for the time. How are you?
Doing all right. About yourself?
Great, buddy.
Doing very well. We're excited about Trey Johnson and what he brings to Washington. Give us an idea of what kind of player he was in his season on campus.
Yeah. You know, I'll try to give you a quick rundown here with Trey. You're talking about someone who's a five-star recruit, really was supposed to be the prize recruit of the Rodney Terry era. Of course, for Rodney, that didn't work out well. But for Trey, he lived up to the expectations. Talking about a kid who, you know, could shoot the lights out. That has always been his trademark. The question with Trey was, you know, even coming out of high school, like, he was a little skinny, you know, how's he going to fare? No, completely held up. Of course, I think that body will need to develop at the next level, but opened his Texas career scoring 29 points against Ohio State in the season opener and pretty much never tailed off, never tailed off as far as being able to get his shot, you know, averaged 19.9 points in the SEC, was SEC Freshman of the Year. I think, you know, and I would say to Wizards fans, if you want to see the best of Trey Johnson, I'd take a look at the game at Arkansas. It was an overtime loss for Texas, but, I mean, I think he had some like 41 points in that game, really carried Texas on his back. The big thing that I think I'm really intrigued to see what happens with Trey at the next level, being completely transparent with you, Texas's offense left a lot to be desired. There's a reason why Rodney Terry was not retained following this year, Texas's former head coach. He and Frank Hayes, offensively, things just got stagnant. It became very much, hey, Trey, here's the ball. Go play ISO ball and win the game for us. And that just wasn't enough. So I'm really curious to see what Trey's able to develop into at the next level where the offensive, you know, skill talent around him and offensive schemes will be better.
Yeah, scored 39 in that one that you're talking about, Eric, and averaged 33 a game in a three-game stretch against Kentucky, South Carolina on the road at Arkansas. That SEC was just a buzzsaw of a division, and him doing what he did as a freshman has a lot of people, myself included, really excited. In terms of, I want to get to at the rim here in a minute because you mentioned the body. Right now, it seems like any awkward angle, any, you know, kind of in-between hesitation, catch and shoot, like all the versatility of offensive shots from, say, 12 feet out feels like he's got right now.
No, you hit the nail on the head. Again, talking about someone who can, you know, catch and shoot off the bounce, shoot off the dribble. The thing that always impressed me about Trey, and like I said, I kind of hinted at in terms of his size, how that kind of worked, never had an issue getting his shot off. He always was able to get his shot off. And again, I cannot emphasize this enough for Wizards fans who, you know, maybe didn't watch a ton of college basketball, didn't watch a ton of Texas. That was, you know, the roster this year was very, in kind of the scheme of college sports nowadays, put together by the transfer portal. Guys are trying to microwave cohesion. Texas never found that, okay? So I'm only mentioning that as to say there were so many times where Trey was really the only offensive option, consistent offensive option available for Texas. Got all of the attention, yet never had an issue getting his shot off in the SEC.
Where does he need to improve offensively, and then give us an idea of the defensive end of the floor?
Well, you know, I would say, first off, definitely at the rim. I mean, Trey didn't get a ton of opportunities. Now, I will say this. Towards the end of the season, Rodney Terry did challenge Trey Johnson, hey, take it to the rim. We need you to. And, again, that was kind of with varying results, right? I mean, if you want to see, and, you know, I pointed the Arkansas game out being the best, clearly the worst for Trey was the season finale against OU Oklahoma, where he went 0-14. You know, at just get to the rim a few times. I think he had 6 or 7 free throws, but that was kind of the worst. And if you want to kind of now, if you're looking to analyze Trey as far as what he needs to improve, that's a great game to look at. Defensively, that definitely is something that is consistent. All right, okay. So Trey is 6'4". I know there was some talk of, you know, maybe Trey being 6'6". He was listed at 6'6". He's 6'4", but has a long wingspan, all right? So, you know, it's not saying anything to you know, freak out about immediately. But there were times where it's like, all right, Trey, you're long enough. You're more than talented enough to play defense. But why is this guy blowing by you? I think, you know, those of us who cover the team day in, day out, maybe we're so caught up in the fact that so much was expected of Trey offensively that maybe we didn't scrutinize his defense as much. And, again, I don't want to make it seem like he's Luka Doncic, like he's just, you know, a turnstile. But he's got the ability to do so. Again, spinning it forward to the NBA, I'll be curious. He's playing with better talent on a better team, even though the Wizards are coming off a rough year, and he's not asked to do as much. Can he, you know, kind of put more emphasis and more effort into being a better defender? Because he has all the tools.
Eric Henry via Horns 24/7 giving us some insight on Wizards first-round pick Trey Johnson with us on Grant and Danny. So in terms of bulking up a little bit, again, I don't fault a lot of 18-, 19-year-old kids for not being, you know, years dedicated in the weight room, grown men, professionals just yet. It feels like he's got a frame, though, where he can add some strength, maybe without losing some of that quickness and burst and kind of all those abilities that he has to get his shot off, Eric.
No, most definitely. Now, I'll give you kind of a funny anecdote. It was my favorite, one of my favorite lines from Trey last year. You know, Trey even bulked up even from the time he arrived on campus again. I mean, he was super skinny. I mean, I don't want to say he was, you know, a buck 50, a buck 60, but he was thin. And, you know, when we saw him, we're like, Trey, you look like you've kind of bulked up a bit. And he's like, yeah, you know, I've been hitting the weights. And we're like, Trey, what's your favorite lift? And he's telling him about, you know, shoulders and plyometrics and all this stuff. And, you know, just casual, like, Trey, how much can you bench? He's like, oh, no, no, no. I don't get up underneath that bench. I don't do that. That's going to mess up my shot. My recommendation to Trey would be to include the bench in his bulking up process as he gets to the league. So hopefully, you know, the training staff there, the sports performance staff there in Washington can get that in his head that he'll still be able to be an excellent shooter and get underneath the bench. But yes, and to give you a serious answer, definitely room in terms of his frame to bulk up. And I could see Trey being a guy who plays, I think, ideally, maybe at 200, maybe 205, and still be, you know, the player he is. And the thing about it is, you know, Trey athletically, and I think, you know, you got to see this, not a bad athlete, but I would call him good enough. And I say good enough even on the NBA level. He's not someone who's going to be a liability, but he's not Anthony Edwards, for example, right? He's not relying on athleticism or, you know, trying to blow by people. So even if he bulks up a little bit, it's not something that's necessarily going to, you know, hinder something that was such a crucial part of his game.
If he ends up developing well and kind of reaches his NBA ceiling, what kind of player do you think he'll end up being?
Oh, man, that's the million-dollar question. We asked UConn head coach Bobby Hurley about this, Danny Hurley about this, and Danny said Jamal Crawford as a comp. I got a lot of flack for this one, and I've said it publicly. I'm sticking with it. Michael Redd. I understand Michael Redd was a lefty, but for anyone who remembers Michael Redd, could shoot the lights out of the net.
I was going to say, he could shoot it.
That guy could play.
You know, I want to say Michael Redd made an all-star team, but, you know, even if Michael Redd didn't, I can't remember off the top of my head.
He did. The reason I remember that is because I'm pretty sure he was like one of the only Ernie Grunfeld picks that was an all-star over a 14-year span, and we had to know that here.
And it wasn't here.
Ernie Grunfeld was awful. I think Redd was a second-round pick, by the way, and made an all-star.
Right. So, you know, again, I could see Trey being a guy who makes multiple all-star teams, but Michael Redd is that comp for me, a guy who could score 24, 25 in his sleep and be, you know, maybe not necessarily the guy, but definitely a solid key, you know, 1A on a winning team.
In terms of some of the bad habits, and again, I'm not trying to beat up on your program, but you already hinted at it, right, Eric, that there's some changes afoot and some things needed to be different. I think the playmaking is going to happen at the next level, right? Where I don't know how many options there were, how good the offense was, et cetera, but I think with him in the half court, ball in his hands, I think he'll end up being a better passer than people maybe are giving him credit for now, and maybe some of that playmaking is going to be there. Give me your thoughts on that.
No, I would agree with that. It got to the point where at the end of the year, while Trey, you know, probably averaged, I want to say like 2.7, 2.8 assists, you know, he wasn't averaging 5, 6, 7 assists per game. They were running the offense through Trey because, quite frankly, they picked up a point guard transfer from Indiana State who was not SEC level, and they had another point guard transfer from Oregon State, Jordan Pope, who by far is shoot first, shoot second, and then pass. So it just didn't work. So they ended up running the offense through Trey. Trey is someone who can be an offense initiator, and you know, we'll see where things kind of play from there. But yes, absolutely, he has that room. Look, you mentioned bad habits. There's one thing I would say about Trey, and I want to be very careful but very specific when I say this. There were some rumblings, depending on who you asked, who felt that, you know, Trey was, you know, getting after some of his teammates and maybe, you know, being a little bit hard on guys. There were some people around the program who tried to make that, and I might say around the program, I mean people who cover the program, mm-hmm. who tried to make that a detriment. And to be transparent with you, if you ask any of the coaches, they pretty much told any veteran transfer, hey, this is Trey Johnson's team from day one, so you better get on board with him being the guy because we're letting him know he's the guy. And maybe at 18 years old, whatever style of leadership he was trying to do, maybe that didn't rub some guys the right way. But when I spoke with people, they all emphasized it wasn't Trey being a bad teammate. It wasn't him, you know, trying to, you know, be a jerk to guys. It was he's a psycho competitor. He wants to win. He's a guy they got to lock out of the gym. And before the season started, they had to slow him down because he had a groin injury because he was training so much. So, I would say that Trey probably, you know, will have to mature in that sense, but I don't think it's a bad maturation as much as it is just he just wants to win and wants to, you know, be surrounded by people who want it as much as he does.
We're jacked up that he's a wizard in this studio, I could tell you. Eric, thank you for the time. We appreciate it.
Great insight, man. Thanks.
No worries. Anytime.
Awesome hit there. Good information from Eric Henry of Horns 24/7 joining us on Grant and Danny. All right, let's go to Sizzling and Fizzling. We made our maiden voyage with this segment. It went well. We decided we're going to bring it back on the show from time to time. So it could be a player. It could be anything going on. Something that you like, something that you don't like. Danny, I can get it started if you are ready.
Show the people how it's done, Jeeps.
Sizzling for your boy. Netflix, come on down. Quarterback is coming back.
Here we go.
The TV show on Netflix that we loved the first iteration of. Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, Marcus Mariota quitting on the Falcons. Remember season one? Well, that's in the rear view. Season two, this time, is back this month. They couldn't get anybody to do it last year. So Kirk Cousins is back. He's all in on this. He was like, yeah, I'll do it again. Now, he's going to get benched this season, so that'll be interesting. Maybe he'll be this year's Marcus Mariota. He'll be the bad guy. But you'll have Joe Burrow, who everybody loves, and Jared Goff step into the spotlight here. I mean, he should absolutely say yes to this and any other opportunity he gets, a la Kirk Cousins. But those three guys will be featured. My sizzling Netflix.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Next quarterback drops on July 8th.
You know, you only have so many of these seasons.
New week! New week! Let's go, let's go!
Start out your career, you're like, okay, I'm going to be playing for 15, 20 years. It seems like a lot. And then you blink your eye and you're in year five. Hey! Next time I blink my eye, it's going to be year 10. Now where we're at, the great ones make it work.
How did you get that out?
Get used to it.
I feel so lucky to be the quarterback.
Man on three, one, two, three,
play! Well, as a quarterback,
you have to be that guy that your teammates are relying on.
We don't let anybody decide this game but us.
Our expectations internally are to win a Super Bowl.
Does that make you nervous?
No.
Can't wait.
It'll be fun.
Kirk gonna throw. You can't pull it down on a Kirk highlight. On a game winner, no less? I mean, come on. Kirko Chains is out here beating the Eagles. I need to let the people know. There were some good times last year, too.
They were early, but there were some good ones.
Netflix. Quarterback, July 8th, it drops. By the way, that trailer, oh boy.
It's pretty good.
I got to lock the door and turn off the lights when I watch that. This is going to be a good TV show. All right, fizzling for me. George Pickens, you are a clown shoe. George Pickens, Danny, was signed up to do a NFL camp with kids. He was going to have a football camp. It was wholly sold out. Now, assuming all this information is correct, and I'll apologize if it's not, there was a letter sent from the camp to the kids that are signed up that someone got their hands on who's a Steelers fan, and he posted it on social media, so I'll just read from this. George Pickens Youth Football Camp is the name of the camp that now Pat Freiermuth will be at.
Okay.
Thank you for your patience in regards to the George Pickens Youth Football Camp scheduled for June 28th at Highmark Stadium. As many of you know, George Pickens was traded to the Dallas Cowboys on May 7th. Immediately following the trade, our team contacted George's representation to confirm whether he would still honor the commitment to the Pittsburgh event. We were promptly assured that George remained committed to the camp and intended to show up for the families who had registered. Based on that confirmation, we communicated this directly to you via email on May 9th. And they had sent out an email saying, don't worry, George has said he's still going to come, so we'll see you May 9th. Unfortunately, as of last week, True Edge was notified by George's team that he decided to walk back on his word and is no longer going to be attending. They go on to say that he's not going to be there. That said, we're determined for this event to be a wonderful experience for you all. As soon as we were informed of George's decision, our team went to preserve this event. We're pleased to share that Steelers tight end Pat Freiermuth has officially committed to step up as a guest for this camp and that we're going to try to get more Steelers to come. A lot of the things George Pickens has done in his career kind of make me go, eh. I don't know how much I love that guy. This one particularly, though, they asked you, hey, man, you got traded. You going to be here or not? You got a sold-out camp. You got hundreds of kids coming out to your football camp with your name on it. So I guess I could go another sizzling, too, for Pat Freiermuth for stepping up to the plate.
Be good for you, Pat Freiermuth.
But George Pickens, kick rocks.
Sizzling first for old Fanny Mouye. Cal Rally. Good heavens. 30 days, these past 30 days, 15 home runs. 34 RBI, 25 runs scored for the catcher of the Seattle Mariners.
He's got 15 in 30 days?
In the last 30 days, 15 home runs. Just in the month of June, I think he's got 12. So going back 28 days, it's 14 homers. No matter how you slice it, this dude is destroying baseballs. His OPS over that same time is in excess of 1.2. It's Bonzian at this point. He is on pace to smash every record for every catcher that ever put bat to ball. And he's got a chance now to win the American League MVP or some other things along with it. A truly historic season in a pitcher's ballpark without much offensive help around him. Cal Rally.
You know what Cal Raleigh's nickname is?
It's like Big Dumper or Big Booty or something like that. Yeah.
Big Dumper. Cal Rally, because he has a big butt. 32 jacks and 69 runs batted in.
That's a great season.
The butt's helping him, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, that's basically what he's done. He had 34, 30, and 27 homers the last 3 years as the best power-hitting catcher in the sport in that time. And now he's got 32 at the midway point this year.
Yeah, again, just stop playing, and you had a great year this year. Fizzling. Last week, I sizzled. This week, I fizzled.
Danny's a reoccurring version of, you know, he's in his own segment here.
Yeah, I'm in it. I put myself in this one. So the long and short is, I get a text at whatever time it was, 3:50, give or take, from our swim coach who was supposed to give my boys swim lessons. I'm like, hey, you know, let me know if everything's okay. Let me know when you get here. And I'm like, yeah, no problem. The swim lessons are at 4. They should be there any second, blah, blah, blah. Well, they weren't. Swim lessons were at 3:30, and she's waiting around for nothing at, you know, for 45 minutes because I screwed up. I messed this whole thing up. I put the schedule in wrong. I put it wrong in the calendar, confirmed with her. She's right. I'm wrong. I ruined everything. And you'll never guess who everyone's mad at. You'll never guess. It's me.
Darius, Ryan, Toby, sizzling and fizzling. Let's go to Toby first.
So we'll start with sizzling, and I think that Darius will appreciate this one, and Danny will appreciate this one. So if I could build a baseball player, I would build Jacob Wilson, a guy that gets hits all the time, doesn't necessarily always have the most power, doesn't walk, doesn't strike out, just swings at everything and gets a lot of hits. But the reason I bring him up, there's a piece today in ESPN by Jeff Passan, and he credits his success to video games. He says, quote, I'm a big believer in video games. It's fast decision-making strategy. I think that gets me ready for the game because when you're in the box, you have a lot to process. So there's some days where I'll wake up and I'll play video games, and then I'll go to the field and I have a good day. Some days I won't play, and then I don't see the ball well. So video games, a big part of Jacob Wilson's success.
Yeah, I love it. Fortnite is like his game of choice, right?
Yeah.
Which I thought Fortnite was...
It's like a shooting game.
So yesterday, though.
It fades in and out, I would say.
Okay.
It fades in and out.
I've never played it. I bet I would like it. But, yeah, Jacob Wilson's that dude. He's going to just run away with the Rookie of the Year.
You'd like it for about 7 seconds until some dude, like my kid's age, shoots you and then, like, does a dance right in front of your face telling you how much you suck and how much of a loser you are. And you go, you know what? Not as much fun as I think.
Tobes, 345 batting average, interest 10 strikeouts in about, let's see. What is
he got? Incredible.
20 strikeouts in a half season in 305 at-bats.
My kind of guy right there.
Yes, sir.
He's going up there swinging the bat.
It's Tony Gwynion.
You know what to expect. He is swinging the bat. Fizzling for me. The bottom half of Trey Johnson's outfit last night.
Oh,
what the
gosh.
Heck are we doing? Like, the up top looked good. Nice shirt and tie. The shoes, I see GP clowning his shoes here on Twitter. That's fine, whatever. The socks, I don't care because I shouldn't see that much of your socks. Because please wear pants with your suit, not shorts.
I love it, Tobes. The shorts everyone was very upset about, and I thought those looked goofy. The shoes and socks is the problem for me. White socks with black shoes, when did that become okay? Someone's like, oh, it's style. Does anyone ever realize that style is just looking goofy? That, like, if you're skinny and attractive, now it's style. If I do it, it's frumpy and stupid. No, stop wearing puffy white knee socks with black dress shoes that look like you pulled them out of your dad's closet. That was a tough look for me.
Yeah, and he's also not a butler. Like, so the double-breasted jacket look up top isn't my favorite thing.
That's true. What about the double-breasted look? You gave him a pass on that.
I can live with it. You're going to try something out. It's your draft day. You can do something. Whatever. I'm not a huge fan of it. I wouldn't wear it, but whatever. You can pull it off, but please no shorts.
With mid-calf length fuzzy socks or whatever. No.
Double-breasted is just not for me.
Again, I'm so excited he's here. I love his game.
Yes.
I'm thrilled. I'm going to overlook that part of it. I'm going to overlook last night.
Have we heard from the Wizards about getting him on, by the way? I'd love to talk to him. Have we heard from the Wizards about getting Trey? You're looking at me like I'm crazy.
Not yet, no.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
Whenever they're ready,
okay.
We're waiting, so. That's fine. Ryan.
What's sizzling for me is I'm going to the Savannah Bananas this weekend. I did not know that they are in town, and actually one of their patients happened to have 2 extra tickets to Savannah Bananas, and I'm going to go see what all the hoopla is about. I'm kind of excited. It's like the Harlem Globetrotters. I know you don't like that, but they are the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball. I'm excited. I don't know what to expect. I don't know if it's going to be real baseball. I don't know if they're going to be good. I don't know if the analytics are going to be up there, but I'm excited to see what that's all about.
I legitimately want a report from you.
Yeah.
On the experience.
I'm psyched that you're going. Yes.
Same.
Because I have a million questions and I hope you can answer them for us.
I'll have answers for you guys on Monday. I'm excited.
Let's do a Ryan Clary Savannah Bananas book report for Monday. Maybe we could do it at like 3:00 on Monday.
Mm-hmm. I'll do that. No, more than happy to do it. And what's
And you got these tickets today. So it's like a last minute, we lucked into it kind of thing.
Last minute thing. She called me while she was at work, and she was like, hey, my patient has two tickets, and we're going to go to the Savannah Bananas on Saturday.
That's sick.
I was like, yeah. I mean, they're awesome seats, too. Got
really?
Tickets. Yeah, they're really nice seats.
Let's go.
So I'm excited for that. What's fizzling, speaking of baseball, Nationals catchers, man. It was not talked about enough yesterday.
Yeah.
But in that situation, I believe it was top of the second or top of the third. Riley Adams should have, or bottom second, bottom third, whichever one that was. Riley Adams should have blocked that baseball. Runners moved over to second and third because he did not block that baseball. Luis Arraez shoots one up the middle, costs the Nationals yet another game. I mean, the offense stunk. They had three hits overall. You lose one to nothing. Play Drew Millis. He's not very good either, but you got to figure out what's going to happen there. I'm so tired of the Nationals catcher situation. They're fizzling for me, and they've been fizzling forever.
I'm going to start with my fizzling, actually. My fizzling, the National League All-Star finalist for starters just came out, and James Wood is not a part of the top six finalists for outfielders. That is egregious. Nationals fans, we need to do better.
Don't Absolutely say that. Egregious. They get very, very upset.
Well, they can get all upset as they want, because James Wood not being one of the finalists to be a starter in the outfield for the NL is just absolutely ridiculous. Now, he'll make the team because he'll be selected by the coach, because appropriately, he should be on the team. But the fact that he's not a finalist to be a starter is outrageous. My sizzling, my competitive Madden career has officially come to an end. Our Super Bowl was played the other night, and that is the end. I will no longer be participating in competitive Madden going forward. I will just be a guy sitting in his room playing against computer for the rest of my career, my Madden career.
Congratulations. I know it was a source of much consternation for you this year.
I feel like we need some emotional music behind it. You know,
Darius
like
was fighting with people at work over this league. It really ruined his time as a Madden player. So the fact that it's all over.
He had to see Anthony Haney like every day.
And then he would have to have trash talk to him about the game from the night before. He wasn't enjoying it anymore. All right, good round, boys. Sizzling and fizzling on Grant and Danny. Linnell's got overtime coming your way next. He's got plenty of draft coverage. Remember, round two is tonight. We're back tomorrow at 2 o'clock for a full 4.5-hour show right here on The Fan.
Thank you for coming.
I'm Toby Altizer with your sports update on The Fan, and this update is driven by the Ted Britt Automotive Group, home of Ted Britt for life. In the NFL, Justin Tucker has been suspended for the first 10 weeks of the NFL season for violating the league's personal conduct policy. NBA draft continues on tonight, second round starting at 8 o'clock. The Wizards currently holding the 43rd pick as a part of the trade last night they made with the Utah Jazz. In baseball, Nationals have the day off today before they begin a 3-game series in Anaheim against the Angels tomorrow to wrap up their 9-game West Coast road trip. Phase one of the MLB All-Star Game voting is finished, and the top vote-getters from each league automatically get a bid into the All-Star Game. For the AL, it's outfielder Aaron Judge. For the National League, it's designated hitter Shohei Ohtani, as Darius just mentioned, too. James Wood, not among the finalists to start in the outfield for the National League. For over 65 years, Ted Britt has set the bar for the best car buying experience in the D.C. area, hands down. Ted Britt Ford Fairfax, Ted Britt Ford Lincoln Chantilly, and Ted Britt Chevrolet Sterling, all home to Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage, and all just a click away at TedBritt.com. From the Crop Medcalf 5-Star Sports Desk, I'm Toby Altizer on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.